Officials in Memphis plan to release a video today of the traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols. Those who've seen it call it appalling, and authorities expect protests. Five former police officers were indicted yesterday on charges that include murder and kidnapping. Nichols died January 10th, 3 days after he was beaten.
Hundreds attended a candlelight vigil for Nichols last night in Memphis. They called again for systemic change in the city's police department.
Justice for Tyree! Justice for Tyree!
NPR's Debbie Elliott was at that vigil, and she joins us now. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
So what's it like right now in Memphis?
Well, tense, as you might imagine, right?
Yeah.
People are asking questions about just what went wrong here. How did this FedEx worker and father of a four-year-old end up dead after what police said was a stop for reckless driving? You know, last night's vigil was at a skate park because Tyre Nichols was an avid skateboarder. And speaker after speaker just seemed really weary to have to be standing up with a bullhorn talking about the death of yet another black man at the hands of law enforcement. Now, all of the ex-officers who were indicted yesterday are also black, and they face charges including second-degree murder, assault, and kidnapping. That indictment coming from the local district attorney. There remain other investigations going on, both from the state of Tennessee and federal investigators.
What do we know about the video that's going to be released?
We're expecting it sometime this evening. It will cover the span of about 3 minutes. There will be body cams from the police officers, dash cams, and also some surveillance video from the neighborhood where this happened. It's going to show what those who have already seen it describe as a particularly brutal beating, one that the Memphis police chief herself has called heinous, reckless, and a failing of basic humanity. Last night at the vigil, Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, got a little bit emotional, asking people to remain peaceful when it comes out.
When that tape comes out tomorrow,
Oh my God.
It's going to be horrific.
My Lord.
I didn't see it, but from what I hear, it's going to be horrific. But I want each and every one of you to protest in peace. I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets, because that's not what my son stood for.
Oh, I can't imagine what it's going to be like for her to watch that.
I don't think she will.
Residents are calling for reform in the police department after this. What changes do they want to see?
You know, a complete overhaul of the way policing works. Here's Amber Sherman. She's an organizer with Black Lives Matter.
The only way for us to end the injustice that keeps happening and the murders of black people that keeps happening is to stop using police for traffic enforcement, to stop developing these different task force units, and to stop having these violent interactions with citizens.
So the police chief has said there will be a complete and independent review of specialized units like the one that these officers who are indicted were part of.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in Memphis, thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.